We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, man. It's the summer. We're going to have some rain. It's still going to be nice out. Very seldom rains all day. You know it's going to get nice and hot and muggy and humid out there at some point.
When is summer officially over? Do we know that date? The official summer?
I have no idea. Okay. You're asking me?
I
have no clue.
I'm asking just in general.
No.
Sorry I was staring at
yes,
you.
Yes, and it's going to be a while still, right? Going to be through August.
That's why I was asking.
Well, I mean, there's a date.
What's
it? I don't know. It's a ridiculous question. I don't know. Yes.
Why is it a ridiculous question?
Yeah,
you should have looked it up before you asked.
Why? Maybe one of you guys knew.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You're...
Yes, it's on my calendar.
Let me see. I figure Zach's going to ask me. Let me figure that one out. Yeah. Hey, by the way.
But no, there is a date. It's not like when it stops getting hot, like they just call summer, like it's over.
I want to let you guys know, training camp coverage brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. Great way to go, man. Instead of wasting all that money to watch your kids not go to school and basically flunk out or you don't have time. Looking for a great opportunity. Boy, I'll tell you what, Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges, in just a year, man, find something that you really like and really enjoy going to work and making a good living. All right, listen, we've got all kinds of stuff. We just heard in the update there, preseason poll is out. The preseason poll, what a shocker. Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, and Georgia 3, and Clemson back at number 4. And the Canes... At 17, I figured they'd be in the middle or late in the I figured they'd be between 15 and 20, and they are. And the Pitt Panthers, I give it to those guys, man. That Pitt, nobody talks much about them. They get hit. They lose their first-round quarterback, their best receiver in the country, transfers to USC. And when I'm there, I find out they got a lot of guys decided, you know what, let's come back. Even guys are going to get drafted. Let's come back and play together one more year. So Pitt's got a pretty good little team there. They did lose a really good wide receiver and a really good quarterback, obviously, who was taken in the first round there. So we'll see how that all plays out. And then I want to hit you if you're just joining us. So the league, you probably saw this illegal contact stuff. And what exactly does that mean? So what that means is you're going to see a lot of flags where defenders, especially defensive backs, nickel backs, cover corners, safeties, are all going to get called for flags for hooking and holding and jamming. And if there's any contact when that ball is close to being thrown, you're going to see it. And if it's not the 5-yard, it's going to be pass interference down where it happens, which is the bigger play that drives people nuts. That call was down from 97 calls to 36 last year. And the reason it's being done, if you're just joining us, is scoring was way down in the NFL last year. 10 teams under 20 points
wow.
per game.
Surprising.
And listen, man, when you are scoring 17, 18, 19 a game, let's be honest, it feels like if you've watched it, we've had some of those teams where you struggle to get first downs and you go through – 3 or 4 drives and you're 3 and out, or you know, maybe you get a first down and you're out and you're just punting, and it's just not what the league wants. And so they looked at everything and said, ha ha, we give some throw some flags out there, keep some drives going, we'll get that scoring back up. So that's
what defenders want to hear at this point.
Those guys, got tough jobs.
They get tough every year. It seems like they got tougher jobs.
The league makes, by the way we treat our quarterbacks, by the way we call these games, we make it real clear. We want more scoring because it's good for business, and we got to keep our quarterbacks as healthy as possible. Nobody wants to see, as a guy said in the last meeting I went to, it's pretty funny. He says, hey, man, guys, I know you're not going to like this, but nobody wants to see the backup quarterback. Everybody wants to see the number one guy, and our job is to keep him as healthy as possible. If you hit him low or you hit him high around the helmet or even around the neck, we're going to call it. And so that's but they're going to loosen up on that a little bit with the swipe now, at least. I call it the Jason Taylor swipe because he had a bunch of them when they called. It ruined his day. I wouldn't have wanted to go to dinner with Jason Taylor after he got called for one of those. And he thinks he's got the clean swipe and goes as a guy sticking the ball out, getting ready to throw it, and he comes across, he misses the ball and hits the quarterback, either touches the helmet or you can't tell because it happened so fast, and you go back and you look at it, and the call's already been made, and you realize he didn't even hit the helmet, and they call it.
Good acting job, yeah.
So anyway, and those guys are good. Listen, Tom Brady's the best, man. Nobody's going to whine more than Tom Brady if he doesn't get that call, and they're going, okay, let me get that. Let me get my flag out, Tom. We'll call that. So, yeah, all the big guys are trying to get calls and understand, so they're going to loosen up on that if they think it's accidental or it's, you know, not a direct hard punch to the helmet. So just a couple of minor little changes in there and see how this thing's going to be called. But usually when the league tells you the illegal contact foul needs to be called more, you know what that means in the preseason, right? We're going to see a few flags down the field, right? A little stutter and go and – you maybe grab the guy a little bit as he's starting to take off again, or he gives you a move and breaks inside, and you give him the little hook to slow him down so you're right there with him.
Perfect way to test it in preseason and then overreact from it and then get rid of it.
That's it. Well, and slow it back down little bit. So we'll see how that all plays out. And, you know, the league wants scoring, man. And they're saying how many different ways you can say it. They want to see more scoring in these games. So we'll see how it all plays out, right? Should be an interesting one. Hey, by the way, Trey Wingo is going to join us coming up. We'll talk to him from Pro Football Network coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. Got a lot of stuff to always get to with the league, including who will be, you know, everybody's been breaking down the quarterback. Listen, the quarterback position is what makes the football world go around. It always starts with that. And I'm curious, just from his take, which young quarterback will make the big jump this year? I am really, really curious to see which quarterback it'll be. Will it be Daniel Jones or a Zach Wilson to even Jameis Winston, who's 28, by the way? But does he get his career going again and put up Baker, Sam, that whole Carolina thing? I'm just really curious with all these young quarterbacks. Who's going to have the breakout and in year whatever is getting another chance to start at quarterback again, because we've got a bunch of guys. Somebody will have a breakout. Somebody will be flirting with a top 10 or 12 quarterback. One of those guys will get it done. And, hey, maybe it's our guy. Maybe it'll be Tua Tagovailoa. Maybe
nice to see that.
He'll be the guy that's able to get it together. Hey, by the way, I saw a stat last night. And I'm not a big stat head in the morning. I'm not. I saw some stats on Josh Allen, and I was just absolutely blown away on Josh Allen. You know Josh Allen, he just finished his fourth year.
Yeah.
Got the new contract and stuff. You know how many rushing touchdowns he has? He's got 31 rushing touchdowns.
That's impressive.
4 years. We're going to talk to Steve Tasker up in Buffalo coming up later in the show. So, you know, you're doing a little bit of that work, and not just the jump and everything they did and what they saw, and now Ken Dorsey's coaching them. But I just thought, you know, sometimes you see a stat. Sony Michel's going to join us. He had 81 touchdowns in high school.
That's a lot in high school, right. It's a big number.
Gosh, darn
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah, man. I was like, okay, I'm done with stats, man. I'm
81 in high school.
Sit here and
holy moly.
Do any more stats.
Hey, when you talk to Tasker, did you see what happened to Josh Allen at Bills practice?
Yes.
Someone hurled a football at him. Like, you know, the guys are signing afterwards.
Yeah.
He's running off the field, and someone hurls a football at him and hits him right in his package. But it was like one of those big autographed footballs, and it was still in the box.
Yeah.
they hurled it at him from the seats. I got to show you the video.
How'd he take it?
Not well. He actually turned around and was like, right. That's very disrespectful. He wagged his finger at the guy. But it hit him like right in the package.
I mean, it's okay for him to do that.
It was very strange. But, you know, sometimes the guy will like throw a jersey down if the player's standing right there and he's looking. Allen's running off the field and the guy just chucks a football in a package.
It was a desperation move and
right.
Thinking he'll sign that last one. Only way I'm going to get this done. I won't be back tomorrow. Let me fire it down there. And you hit him and he's like, oh, no.
I almost respect the desperation of that move, but I mean, you can't hit the guy. Like, yeah, throw it at his feet or something. I don't know. Maybe then he picks it up.
You don't want to throw something at the guy's, you know.
Well, I don't think he did on purpose. Like, hey, I'm really accurate. Let me hit him in the package. Come on.
You're going to throw a box of the football.
I don't think he was he was trying to do that. All right, so we got Trey Wingo coming up. We'll talk to him. A lot of NFL news. And so stay with us for all that stuff. I want to let you know Marlins are back in action tonight. Had the day off yesterday. First of three with the Phillies, who are playing real well, man. And then they'll be home this weekend. The Braves are in town for four, including, we don't get this very often, but if you're a baseball junkie and you can't get enough, can't do better than a doubleheader on Saturday. And with that doubleheader, we've got Beer Fest back again. Great chance to have that ticket package where you can try all those different great beers and get a ticket and a Dominican Heritage Celebration as well. And they've got some really cool stuff with that. If you want to check that out, that whole thing is just fantastic for anybody who wants to go to that. And, of course, the Padres will be in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So two of the better teams in National League will be in town for a total of seven games. But, yeah, if you want to get out there, you can purchase Dominican Republic Heritage ticket package. It includes exclusive Dominican Republic Heritage Marlins jersey. So, and of course, post-game entertainment as well. So, got some really, really fun stuff for you if you want to go out. They got the cheap tickets for the kids as well for you. So, Marlins baseball, be back home if you need it. And you don't have to worry about that weather. We paid all that extra money on that new park to put that top on for you. Purchase today at marlins.com/offers to find out about all the great things going on for the rest of the summer for baseball games with the Marlins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Talk a little NFL with Trey Wingo right now, Pro Football Network. He's got a great podcast that also Half Forgotten History. Trey, we appreciate the time, man. I know you're going to play golf today, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, man. How are you guys? I love that. That's the greatest theme song of all time.
Hey, we like old school stuff, Trey. Don't you worry about it. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff. Want to get your take. Everybody's talking about how great their teams are. I think we've seen that in all 32 camps right now. What's your take on what the Dolphins have done, especially with Tyreek coming in and big free agent class and Tua getting support to be the starting quarterback again?
Yeah, it is funny, right, when all these teams put up these clips of, look at this great play where they're going, where they're not allowed to be touched and tackled and there's no pads on. It's just amazing. Like, it's sort of a sickness right now. It just shows you how much we miss football and can't wait for it to start, because every play is the greatest thing anybody has ever seen because their team is doing well. As for the Dolphins, they had a great offseason. You know, I mean, they got Teron Armstead. The line was terrible last year. It's still not great, but it's better with Teron Armstead. They go out and get Tyreek Hill. They re-sign Gesicki. They bring in Mike McDaniel, and Mike McDaniel brings in Raheem Mostert, who knows exactly what he wants to do and how they're going to attack in the running game. So on paper, it all looks fantastic. But as we all know, none of that matters if they don't win. I mean, every year everybody has optimism, yeah, as you said, and then you either win or you don't, and all the stuff matters or it doesn't.
Trey, as you probably know down here and around the country, everybody's got a strong opinion about Tua Tagovailoa one way or the other. Whether you go, oh, he's finally got some support, to he just can't play. What's your take on Tua as we get set for year three?
I think it's the way I look at it is this is the year we'll find out what Tua is, right? I mean, you can make the argument that he was limited for a variety of reasons that had nothing to do with him his first 2 years in the league. But now, as we said, it's all set up for him. Either this will be the year that Tua became the guy that the Miami Dolphins, wink, wink, tried to protect the draft pick for a few years ago, according to the NFL statement, or they'll be moving on to a different quarterback. I mean, it's all there for him right now.
Trey, what'd you think about that, by the way, with the Dolphins and the tampering and Stephen Ross and the soon-to-be owner Beal and Tom Brady, Brian Flores and Tom Brady and Sean Payton? I mean, you couldn't ask for a better soap opera than all that.
Well, I guess the way you look at Stephen Ross, he's the owner that wants what everyone else has, right? He'll take Tom Brady. He'll take Sean Payton. He'll do all of those things. But I did find it somewhat laughable, the Dolphins statement where they said, yeah, well, this, you know, fully exonerates us and all this. I'm like, come on. Yeah. Come on, man. And my favorite part of that was when the NFL said, on several occasions, Mr. Ross did indicate that the priority was the 2020 draft pick over wins and losses in the 2019 season. But, you know, recollections of what that meant and what it didn't mean are really unclear and vague. And if he did mention the idea of potentially a $100,000 bonus for a loss in the season, well, that was really in jest, because Steven's trying out his, you know, his open mic set for, you know, the Fort Lauderdale's Chuckle Hut on Tuesday. Come on, man. Come on.
It's not over yet either, Trey. No, it's not over yet. For sure.
It's never over.
No.
That's the beauty of the NFL. It's never over.
Just another story here. Hey, by the way, I wanted to get your take on all these young quarterbacks. Kind of figure out, I'm going to throw some names at you, a guy that might finally have the big jump, the big breakout. Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, two New York guys. Tua, even Jameis Winston, age 28, getting another shake at this. And even going Baker or Sam, whoever gets that starting job, to maybe get their career going again. Who would you have of that group that has a chance to make the big jump and really prove themselves?
Well, it's interesting. I would say Tua has the best opportunity of all. I know you didn't mention him, but I mean, all the things that you want your quarterback to have, he now has at his disposal, right?
Yes.
The Jameis thing is fascinating because the Saints were really good when he was their starting quarterback last year. You know, they were 6-2 after they beat the Bucs, and then he tore his ACL in that game, and that's when it all fell apart for them last year. The Baker-Darnold thing is fascinating, right? And it's just, and you guys might be going through this too soon too, because, you know, right now, in Carolina, in the quarterback room. You have the number one overall pick of the 2018 draft and the number three overall pick in the 2018 draft in Darnold and Baker. So it's one thing to say, hey, we drafted a quarterback. You just got to draft the right one. There's only one other time we've seen that happen in NFL history, and I guess it's good news for the Panthers. The 1980 Raiders had Jim Plunkett, who went first, and Dan Pastorini, who went third in 1971, and they did win the Super Bowl that year as the first wild card team to ever win the Super Bowl, beating the Eagles 27-10 in Super Bowl 15. But you know, you don't want the top two picks of the same draft or top two of the top three at the same position on your team, because that means either one of them or both have gone horribly wrong.
Trey, I want to go back to that draft because somebody did draft the right quarterback in that draft. It might have been Buffalo, who took a Josh Allen. Yeah. And you know, the guy who threw the ball out, you know, kind of out of the stadium but had no accuracy. And now maybe his team is the team to beat, and not just the AFC but maybe the Super Bowl favorite. Are you buying into that, the Buffalo right now, not just the AFC possible, you know, champions but the Super Bowl kind of favorites?
I am, and they're the favorites in the AFC at Caesars Sportsbook. Obviously, I do work with them as well, as well as PFN. But yeah, listen, the only problem I have with the Bills is that it's win or nothing right now, right? I mean, before it was, okay, let's get back to the playoffs. Hey, we got back to the playoffs. Oh, let's get Josh Allen more weapons. Hey, we got Josh Allen more weapons. Hey, let's win a game in the playoffs. Hey, we won a game in the playoffs. Like, there's nothing that will satisfy Buffalo now more than a Super Bowl championship. Expectations are very difficult. Sometimes managing success is harder than managing failure. And there's only one thing that will satisfy everybody in Bills Mafia, and that's getting to and finally winning their first Super Bowl. So it's all set up for them. And by the way, you know, if you look at what Miami's done with Tua, it's sort of a really good idea to follow what the Bills have done with Josh Allen. Get a big, strong quarterback. All right, let's get him some weapons to work with. Let's get a running game and a defense around him. I mean, I think the way the Bills front office and coaching staff and being Sean McDermott have done it is sort of the template for it. If you believe you have your quarterback, this is how you build around him to make the team as well as him successful.
Trey, I see you've talked through the years. You've been around this NFL thing for a long time, and you've known some of the old GMs, and you talk to a lot of the GMs now, some of the best in the business. I always wonder, as I sit here doing radio for almost 30 years now, and I watch all these people get paid all this money to find the perfect quarterback. They do scouting. They go out and spend time with them. They get to know them. They think they're getting the right coach and the right system. And most of these quarterbacks never work out, and teams are scrambling forever and ever trying to find that franchise quarterback. Why? Why? It's one thing for you and I to miss on a guy that we like. You know, we're in the media, but it's another for guys that get paid seven-figure and high six-figure salaries that can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's just drafting is the most inexact science there is. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, for example, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence. There's not a person during his entire career at Clemson that would have said anything other than yes, he should be the number one overall pick when he's ready. People are talking about him being ready to come out when he was a freshman,
right?
And you know, so few people had the physical capabilities, let alone the mental and sort of emotional stability to handle playing professional football at that age. But he certainly had all of that, you know. But it's, you know, after a decent rookie year, I guess is the way you could say it, it's time to sort of see if the team can build around him. So it is just as important as where a quarterback goes as to who that quarterback is. Like Josh Rosen, for example. I really thought Josh Rosen was going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. Well, he has just bounced around from organization to organization that didn't have any structure around him. And we'll never know what Josh Rosen could have been, because now, I don't know, it'd be salvageable at this point. Like, Patrick Mahomes was always going to be Patrick Mahomes because of his ridiculous innate abilities. But the fact that he went to Andy Reid, guys, who was the quarterback whisperer as much as Bruce Arians, like, name me a quarterback that didn't have great success under Andy Reid's offense. So where you go and who is teaching you the position once you become a professional is almost as important as your innate physical and mental skills coming out of college.
Trey, you think there's pressure on Bill Belichick to win a little bit in New England now? No Brady. Brady's won a Super Bowl And now all of a sudden, you know, he's just kind of bringing in his old coaches that have failed at other places, just throwing them into positions. You call plays, you do this, you do that. How much pressure do you think is on Bill Belichick? I'm not saying for Robert Kraft, oh, my God, if you don't win, you're going to get fired. No. But how much do you think he's putting on himself right now?
Well, I think there's pressure because people, as you said, Brady went somewhere else to a hand-built team, by the way. Let's be honest about
that.
Yeah,
right.
He couldn't have slid into a better spot. But he did, and he had success. Bill had some success last year with Mac Jones. Mac was by far and away the most impressive of all the rookie quarterbacks last year, although in limited circumstances. I mean, they won a game in Buffalo where I think he threw it four times in that windy night on the Monday night game. But, yeah, Bill needs to – I mean, it's about whether or not Bill's legacy is now entirely tied to Tom Brady or not. And I think that this year and maybe next year will determine how much of it was Bill and how much of it was Brady. And we'll never really fully know that. But, yeah, if the standard is the standard in New England, what they had all those years, there is pressure on Bill Belichick, to find a way to get stuff done. I just created
that
new character, by the way. Bill
Wow.
Brady.
You did, Trey.
I do that. I'm good for once a day where you put a combo name. Don't worry about that.
That's amazing.
Happens after 55 a lot. I'm telling you, only gets worse. Don't worry, Trey.
Trey, I got to ask you this. How much you love the podcast game right now? I know a lot of guys are doing it, but it looks like you're having a lot of fun talking to guys, going back into the history of the game. I mean, I saw the Fitzpatrick thing. Like, how much fun are you having doing that podcast?
Guys, it's just a blast because it's just about conversation. You know what I mean? It's about talking about the things that were important to them and things that I remembered that I thought were fun and fascinating. We got a bunch coming up this season. We just taped with Calvin Johnson, Megatron. I did one with Jake Plummer that's dropping soon. Jake is now a mushroom farmer. Jake the Snake has become a mushroom farmer.
Wow.
In the Idaho Basin. So to me, it's about telling, like, you guys know you played the old Miami Dolphins theme song there. I mean, the history of the game is important. It's important to me. And everything that happens now is because of what happened before. And there's so many great stories and great crazy things that happen that I just want people to remember. You know, like, everybody's still raving about the Bills-Chiefs playoff game in the divisional round. It might have been one of the greatest playoff games of all time. Well, was it any better than the Bills-Oilers game where the Bills were down 35-7
right,
and came back in the fourth quarter and got it to overtime where they won 41-38? I mean, those things happened, and I want people that love football now to remember or maybe learn for the first time about the crazy things that happened before. It's really a lot of fun.
And you've been around the game for a long time, and now the gambling's in there too. How about Caesars too? I know you're partner with them too. This is really big for the NFL.
That's
really
a hell of a partnership. Wow. I might add on your behalf, Trey. Not a bad way to go.
Well, thank you very much. we're excited about the stuff we're doing with Caesars, and it's the great thing about it is, guys, this is the top of the first inning in how this is going to be all incorporated. We can sort of create this as we go along, you know. So we're sort of navigating our way. We started doing these things called Trace Trends every week. They'll drop every week. They don't want me to be a sharp because that's not what I do. I tell people why the sharps feel the way they feel based on the data. And it's basically the same stuff I was doing all those years. We're talking about the games and why the outcomes are the way they are, and we're just applying that in this sort of new space. And it's really fun to be a part of something that's just beginning, and we're really looking forward to that.
Trey, can't thank you enough for your time, man.
Thanks,
go
Trey.
Off,
hit
man.
It straight today, Trey. That's we right. hope you have a hit that driver straight and make a lot more enjoyable day.
I'm going to hit it as straight as Bill Brady, baby. I'm excited.
All right, Trey. Thanks, Trey. We'll bug you again soon, Trey. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right, those Trey Wingo, Half Forgotten Histories, the podcast, Pro Football Network, partnered with Caesars. Trey's doing it right now, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a second to tell you all about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Yep, the plumbing is just as good as that air conditioning company's been 7 days a week, where Big Daddy Lenny started that thing 30-something years ago, man, with one truck, has built it up with some of the best trained and certified technicians in the business, working 7 days a week. I always like to say that because I think it's important, man. Nobody wants to get a recording on a weekend. You want to know that somebody can still come out. Nobody wants a hot house, and guess what? Plumbing problems, the same thing, man. When you've got a problem with a toilet or a sink or any other problem where you need a really, really good plumber to come out, they're working 7 days a week. It's all part of Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing with that great work. I also want to let you know They are the water heater kings of South Florida. They've got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters for same-day installation. Get rid of that old one quickly. Bring in the new one. Oh, they don't have to order them like most people. No, no. We have them in stock ready to go for you. That's the way they plan it. And speaking of plans, we got financing plans for you. So that will help you out as well. We're doing it all, man, to make it easy for you. When you need a plumber, they've got some of the best in the business. And they're ready to take good care of you at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Just go 855-PLUMBER, just like the billboards, 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, a little NFL quarterback news here. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw Aaron Rodgers. He went on the Barstool Pardon My Take podcast. Pretty interesting stuff out of that one. I don't know if you saw any of that, Joe. But the one thing to come out of all of this here is that Aaron Rodgers did not violate the drug policy with his use of ayahuasca. I don't know if I said that right. But anyway, it's
it was a hell of a try.
Right.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay. It's a hallucinogenic drink that he had during an off-season
trip to Peru.
Said it helped him out a lot, apparently. I don't know. But
this he's been getting deep on working on relationships with loved ones, but he hasn't done real well with the one with his family. Maybe you ought to work on that one.
A couple more.
I don't know. Maybe mom and dad a little bit more than your loved ones, that all the girlfriends you've had that you've engaged.
I saw that he said that he thinks the relationships could heal over time with the family.
We'll see.
I think it's on his side. I can't imagine a mom or dad and your son comes back and you go, you know, it's going to take time. You've kind of hurt us. Come on, man. Moms don't do that. Mom's like, I'm so glad you're back. And it's Aaron Rodgers going, hey, don't push it now. You like the other kids, too.
That podcast was pretty funny with him yesterday until they asked him, like, how many people he felt responsible for killing from COVID. Because they're like, how many grandmothers do you think you killed? And he didn't find that very funny. He didn't find that part very funny.
Wow.
They could have gone super sick or something, right?
Yeah, it's not their death style, though, I guess. All right, and one more sports story here for you guys today. This was a big news yesterday in the world of pickleball. We had a sponsorship handed out here by Franklin Sports. Franklin Sports makes the highlight toys you use at the pool and, like,
they're apparently,
stuff
I'm
like
guessing,
that, I guess, but
that's a great description.
I actually just ordered like Franklin Sports highlight things for the pool. They're fun. They signed the Johnson family. It's the whole Johnson family. We okay with that? J.W. Johnson, who's 19, is the number one ranked player, and then the rest of the family is ranked as well. They will exclusively use Franklin designed pickleball gear while competing in the Association of Pickleball Pros.
Got to get it while you can get it.
That sport, they're starting to show it on TV, and I thought that sport would never make TV.
Well, just because it's on TV doesn't mean it's going to make it.
No, I mean, but it's
already made it.
ESPN's putting them on.
See
the
coverage bowling is getting, by the way? Fantastic.
I haven't seen it.
It's been excellent.
Dave Lamont on the call?
No, but it's usually buried there in one of those Fox networks.
That's where Dave is. Dave's usually at one of those. Or
okay.
Yeah.
No, it's great. Pete Weber was bowling the other night.
Oh, I know that name.
Fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the electricity in the alley from the crowds have been great. I've actually watched it a few different times.
I have.
Waiting for your comment.
There's
on
nothing
no
wrong
interest.
With watching. And by the way, it's team bowling. So like,
I don't
you
care what kind of bowling
team
is. That's the sport you have to play, and you have to drink beer, and that is not to be watched on TV.
Most people would argue it's better than golf on television, but
so that's
just from a pure atmosphere, point. Like, I mean, it's just you can't really compare.
No, that sounds like you. That doesn't sound like most people. Yeah, I always love when you talk on most people, and everybody I talk to goes, "That guy's like in his own world. Like nobody likes that sport. sport. Most people like bowling on TV more than golf, really?
Listen, man, in fairness, the PBA is on the up and up. The PGA having some trouble.
Oh, God. That's your take?
That's not my take. That's the reality. PBA is, now, reality. Is in a different trajectory.
Oh, so reality. I love this. Yeah, so there's two golf leagues.
PGA,
the sport must
well?
Really be dying since we've got two professional leagues fighting over each other with millions of dollars. They're really struggling.
Wait till that LIV Bowling.
I mean, bowling's got that whole thing, that big problem.
PGA's losing their golfers to a group of people that chop people's heads off. That's a problem.
Stupid take. What else you have there, dumb take?
Thank you. PBA, man. Keep an eye out. Sundays are for bowling.
Most people. I want to hear who most people are. So you talk to one of your buddies in your league, Dad?
Why don't I poll it? Why don't I do a poll?
Why don't you do
that? What league is in better shape, the PBA or the PGA?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's obvious.
One's got a contract, with more than one network that runs all the time. Yeah, let me hear that.
Pete Weber.
So does the PBA.
What do you mean?
I think they're on Fox and ESPN.
Well, maybe the replays,
Maybe you're not going to tell me more
Maybe
people.
Maybe their rights are up soon, like the Big Ten, and they're going to have networks fighting over it.
First of all, most people don't know. Even the casual bowler doesn't even know who the top bowlers are, you big dummy.
That may be true, but they're becoming more recognizable.
They know. Really? Is that right?
Oh, the top golfers are really awesome. All right, we got to keep moving here. We have this debate
most
all
people,
day.
What a...
All right, we're running out of
nobody likes her.
Apparently, running
most
out
people.
Of documentary ideas here because we have another. I think another Tim Donaghy documentary here. This is Untold Operation Flagrant Foul from Netflix here, which will premiere on August the 30th. One of the quotes coming from this is, "Man, did I bleep up my life?" From Tim Donaghy, of course, who was involved in the whole point shaving scandal, gambling,
pretty serious
and all
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Any interest in this one?
No.
I feel like he's had stuff over the years, right?
Yeah. This is not new.
Well, he's got to make his money back after he went to prison, right?
Right.
All right, Joe. An update on the Kim Kardashian, Kanye, Pete Davidson situation here. So Kanye West, who was just a piece of garbage, goes on Instagram and posts a fake newspaper, and it says Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
God.
Which is hilarious because, Pete deals with all that mental health stuff.
No, he's back in the mental health. He's back in the tank again, too, man.
Yeah, it's just really, really funny stuff from Kanye. Yeah. On the bottom of it, though, it did say Kid Cudi meant to play funeral but fearful of bottles being thrown. That's
Damn.
The guy who did
yeah,
the
I know.
Got
the
shots and shots and shots, man.
Kanye's people were out there throwing stuff at him.
Right, right.
I didn't realize Kanye's 45. Huh? I don't get the fascination with Kanye West. Those ugly ass shoes and his garbage music. I don't know what it is. I just don't get it.
Mike McDaniel loves those Yeezys.
You're on a roll today, Woody.
All right. Speaking of questionable music here.
Wow.
Elton John and Britney Spears are going to be getting together to do a remake of the hit 1971 song Tiny Dancer. They're going to call it Hold Me Closer.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
Show your thoughts.
I'm just curious.
I have no thoughts.
Britney is fresh out of whatever she was dealing with.
Have you noticed? A lot of stuff we talk about, we kind of stop because people are going through this mental illness under that umbrella.
Take a deep breath for
a mental illness of be careful. You joke, and the next day the guy ends it.
And then now
Britney's doing fine,
thing,
though, now, right?
She doesn't seem like she's.
Does she seem like she's fine right now?
She's.
And by the way, I'm on Pete Davidson's side with this whole thing.
We could tell.
Yeah,
who's on the other side, Kanye? I know which side you're on.
So Kanye,
I'm no genius.
Kanye, who needs to take his meds every day, is getting on Pete, who needs his stuff every day.
Right.
And he finally breaks down by bullying Pete. Pete's now finally, his girl dumped him. I think we've seen she pretty much said it's over, right?
Yeah.
This wasn't mutual.
No.
I love him. I always love him. Yeah, well, you dumped me. I mean, he's wearing T-shirts. I got dumped. And then the soon-to-be ex-husband's blasting the guy and said it's really messed him up.
Boy, Kim knows how to pick him, man. She knows how to pick them.
Somebody in a text machine said I should get a humidifier for while I sleep. Clear me up. Appreciate the suggestions. I'm open to anything at this point.
Geez. It does sound. Sometimes you call at night and I'm like, damn, dude. He goes, yeah, I just can't. I can't get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't feel good, to be quite honest.
No, the stuff stays around.
I really feel like crap.
I know you don't, and the stuff does stick with you for a while.
Yeah.
So thank you.
But, you know,
you're hanging in there.
Playing hurt, I suppose. All right, well, more for you guys here. Hopefully this won't be as controversial. We have a new sandwich that is going to be debuting at the Royals games. It is a pulled pork, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and bacon sandwich with little mini Reese's peanut butter cups sprinkled in.
It was good till you threw the Reese's peanut butter cup. That's to be eaten separately.
No. Before you jump all over that, I have to tell you, I have had a burger with peanut butter, and it's a delicious combination.
Nah, whatever.
I'm all right with
absolutely
that.
Delicious combination. I thought the same thing you did. Like, it's not going to go. It's lovely. It's really good.
Listen, I know they got great barbecue, okay? I get the barbecue. Anything Kansas City and the barbecue is fantastic. But there's no reason.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it separate.
To put Reese's peanut butter cups.
Can I have it after?
Like it looks really good. The sandwich looks really
good. That's good, Woody. Will you try it when you go out there and let us know how it is?
I would. You've never tried peanut butter on a burger?
No, and I'm not putting peanut butter on a burger. And I like my burgers.
That just doesn't sound appetizing.
If you ever find yourself in a restaurant, there's a few of them out there that have peanut butter burgers.
I don't want any kind of candy on my burger. I know what I like on it.
Peanut butter's not candy. I'm just saying just peanut butter.
Oh. I like my peanut
butter.
No,
I don't want peanut butter. Peanut butter's just to go with jelly.
Or chocolate.
Or chocolate. Right. Either way. Right. Yeah.
Not with hamburgers.
I thought you were going to tell me most people like it. Or it's,
everyone likes it.
I don't know that most people have tried it, but I do believe that most people would like it if they tried it.
You can't talk on behalf of most people ever.
It's a nice combination. It's actually really good. Because the peanut butter melts a little. I
mean, you want to take that thing about bowling? You want to take that back? Because
that the PBA is doing better than the PGA?
Yeah.
Not really, to be quite honest with you.
You're being honest. This is not your little shtick, right? You really believe.
Don't say that.
You really believe that bowling. You really believe bowling is really making a run at the professional golf.
I think the PGA could be gone in a couple of years if they keep losing all the golfers.
Well, you forgot to tell NBC and CBS that, who's paying them a ton of money.
There's a lot of blood money out there, man.
Where can I watch PBA know. Right now? What
channel? Let me ask you. Bowling comes on TV.
Come on, Joe. You don't have to ask.
Right?
I'm not watching bowling.
Click.
Unless Pete Weber's
push that
there.
Button. Keep moving, man.
Is Pete Weber the guy who goes crazy after like a strike?
The guy's 100 years old. It can't even be.
Like what happens if, when he goes? Like, what do you got? Who's your next in line? Hollywood.
I don't know.
He doesn't even know who the highest ranked guys are. He's looking it up and he's going, geez, I don't know any of these guys.
I know. No, I don't know any of them.
No, you don't.
They're on Fox and YouTube.
Oh, that. Oh, okay. Okay, now. I can. Okay, Fox got a little bit of that. Okay.
YouTube. It's on YouTube.
We're good to go.
Bro, a lot of good stuff is on YouTube.
I know it is.
We wanted everybody to know Sony Michelle is expected to join us from Tampa Bay, the new Miami Dolphins running back, one of those NFC West running backs that were signed, and, of course, two-time Super Bowl champion from American Heritage Plantation. What a hell of a story is expected to join us here early in the 8 o'clock hour, so hopefully we'll have him for you. Now I got to talk about something I don't like talking about except with Woody. And Woody, if he did, was out there playing team or individual sports, he doesn't have time for it right now. But, boy, when he does and you get injured, he's going to do what everybody else does. Joe, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. I'll trust the doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, man, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Some of the best specialists in the industry taking care of. Yeah, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, man. So the next time you have an injury, and by the way, they brought in specialists for every part of the body. We are covered with some of the best in the industry. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. You have a problem, we've got some of the best to get you in there as quickly as possible, get you healthy. Physical therapist in-house at Baptist Health, South Florida. Brand new facility up in Broward, too. Off 595 in Pine Island Implantation, all you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Get you back out healthy playing the sports you love the most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.